From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said Thursday bilateral engagement with Russia over Syria is irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place. Russia is backing a campaign launched by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to capture Aleppo's rebel-held sector. The United Nations, meanwhile, is calling for the immediate medical evacuation of hundreds of wounded people from Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi, says the task force focused on the major threat to the civilian population posed by the extremely heavy aerial bombardment of eastern Aleppo. He says the task force also criticized the indiscriminate shelling in government-controlled western Aleppo.
The bombing must stop.
Ramzi says the medical situation is particularly dire. He notes many hospitals have been damaged by airstrikes and medical supplies in this city are dwindling. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Somalia's government is demanding an explanation from the United States for a Wednesday airstrike in central Somalia. The Pentagon said in a news release Thursday that its forces launched what it called a self-defense strike against al-Shabaab near the town of Galkayo. It says at least 9 militants were killed in the attack. India's army said Thursday it had launched what was called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. The strikes follow a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month that killed at least 18 soldiers. An Indian military official spoke at a news conference Thursday. This is VOA News. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are campaigning Thursday in the states where each won their first electoral victory on the path to becoming the next U.S. president. Trump has an event in New Hampshire, and Clinton is speaking in Iowa. Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson had another embarrassing moment Wednesday when he was unable to name even one current leader of a foreign country. In a town hall-style televised interview, MSNBC host Chris Matthews asked the presidential hopeful to name his favorite foreign leader. Johnson sat speechless. "I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment," Johnson said, in reference to an interview earlier in September when he was asked, "What is Aleppo?" and didn't know. At least one person was killed and more than 100 injured Thursday when a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. A Hoboken city spokesman says the train derailed and plowed through a platform during the morning rush hour. Witnesses reported seeing one woman pinned under concrete and others bleeding after the train crashed through a barrier at the end of the track. The train came to a stop in a covered area between an indoor waiting area and the platform, causing the collapse of a section of a metal roof. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas plans to travel to Jerusalem Friday to attend the funeral of former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres. A Palestinian official says by attending the funeral, Abbas hopes to send a message that the Palestinians are for peace. Mr. Peres's death was met with official silence in most Arab countries, reflecting their longstanding hostility to Israel. President Barack Obama and dozens of other current and former world leaders will attend the funeral. Amnesty International released a report on Thursday saying Sudanese government forces have used what appears to be chemical weapons in a remote region of Darfur. An investigation carried out by the human rights group finds evidence of at least 30 likely chemical attacks claiming the lives of between 200 and 250 people. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has formally signed and put into force a peace pact with an ethnic Pashtun warlord. Gulbuddin Hekmatyar addressed the signing ceremony held at the presidential palace in Kabul through a special arranged video link. He said peace was in Afghanistan's best interest. The U.S. has branded Hekmatyar as a global terrorist. The peace agreement means the immediate cessation of hostilities by Hekmatyar's fighters. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.